Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Tainis, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Normally, on Shabbos or on Yom Tovim, it's usher to fast or to cry for personal tzrachim. During the week, we say, Re'enu vanyenu, Hashem, take us out of galus, Refa'enu, Hilas, Baruch Aleinu, Parnasa, and so on. On Shabbos, we say, V'tahir li beinu li avdecha be'emes. We think only more so about positive things. However, in dire circumstances, it's mutter for us to cry out and daven that Hashem should help us. What's called dire circumstances? So our Mishnah is going to give us three examples. Sak the Mishnah al elu masriin b'Shabbos. For these different tzarais, we cry out, we daven even on Shabbos. In this case, when it says masriin, it means we cry out, Anenu, Avinu, Anenu, answer us, our Father, answer us. That's the tefillah that we normally say near the end of Slichas. However, it is still usher to fast on Shabbos, and you're also not allowed to say on the Shofar on Shabbos. But what are these three tzarais that we do daven for? Zak the Mishnah. Al-ir she'kifua nachrim, for a city that was beleaguered by enemies from the outside. Al-nahar, or let's say there is a swelling river that is threatening to flood the fields or houses of our city. So that's another thing we daven for on Shabbos. V'al svina hamitarefes bayam, or for a ship that is tossing at sea and is in danger of sinking. Mitirafes is like from the lashon of beya terufa bakara, like a scrambled egg. It's being racked back and forth. Rabbi Yossi says, yes, we can cry, but le'ezra, we can cry for assistance, but not to cry out in prayer. In other words, we can raise an alarm because we want to summon others to help, but not to cry out in our own pain. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, if you're crying to summon for help, you're even allowed to blow shofar to get everyone together to help. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, this crying is a chash of pikuach nefesh. But v'loy litza'aka, to daven or to cry, that according to Rabbi Yossi you can't do on Shabbos. Shimon HaTimni
says, he holds like the Tanakhama that it is mutter to be mispal on tzaris, on these tzaris that are very pressing, that are dire circumstances. But Shimon HaTimni is adding something to what the Tanakhama says. In addition to those three things, afal adever, even for sicknesses, rachmana litzlan, that are very dangerous, that are spreading, but v'loy haydele chachamim, on the Deborah, the Chachamim, we're not masking to. Quickly chazering over, in our Mishnah we learned, although normally we don't daven for personal tzrachim on Shabbos, but there are exceptions. If the city is surrounded by enemies that are about to attack, or a river that may flood the city, or a ship that may sink. Rabbi Yossi holds, you can cry out for others to come and help, but not sa'aka in tefillah. Shimon HaTimni agrees with the Tanakhama that we do cry out even in tefillah for these things, but he adds one more thing, af al hadever. But v'li haydu lechachami. The Mefarshim explain, the Mechazal tell us sometimes not to daven for personal tzrachim on Shabbos. That doesn't mean that the Rabban Hashem doesn't remember our pain every given moment, but just the opposite. Sometimes, or even during the week, there is such a difficult gezeirah that our tefillahs have a hard time breaking through. In the schus of forgetting our tzaris and being happy on Shabbos, that schus stops the tzaris and stops the trouble.